that's sure to make you think. Tune in every other Saturday from 7 to 9 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, right here on KZKO The Vibe.
What I am for, but you, a new brood, native, athletic, continental, greater than before known. Arouse, for you must justify me. I myself but write one or two indicative words for the future, but I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. You've made it through the work week. You've made it to Friday night. You've made it to week number 26, the 6-month anniversary of World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. And our board monkey goes wild. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm off my rhythm, but that's all right. We're going to have a good show anyway.
We're going to have a great show.
Because we're without our other host.
That's right.
Michael Amade had a prior engagement that he signed up to do before we even got the show.
Yes.
So I forgive him his absenteeism.
Yes.
Unless he's drinking, and then it would be absentheeism.
Oh gosh.
Bad. But filling in his shoes, and he does have big shoes to fill, most clowns do, we have the Phantom.
Yeah, these are really big shoes to fill, and they're kind of stinky.
They are.
I don't like that.
All right, so what we do here is we do poetry. We want PG-13 or under. We will push the boundaries as far as content. We do not accept a lot of curse words, or if you drop that magical F-bomb, you are automatically ejected. That being said, we have a special guest in the studio because she is the producer of the show that's before us, Blues Connection, right?
Yes, that's the Blues Connection.
And Carla, you're here because you do poetry as well, don't you?
I do. I do poetry as well as sing and a lot of other things.
So Carla Allen is going to share a piece with her. If you didn't happen to tune in before our show, definitely tune in an hour early. Check out the Blues Connection. They are the newest member of the KZKO family. I'm glad to have you guys on board.
And we're really excited to be here.
Right on. What are you going to share with us?
I have a poem that I wrote back in 2001 about love and anger. As a matter of fact, that's the title of the poem, Love and Anger. Why do people who love you only love you when they're glad? Never when they're angry or when they're feeling mad. Why is it that good times brings the love from deep in our hearts? And when we're feeling down, it seems to pull us all apart. I will love you always, even when you're hurting me. It doesn't mean your love won't flow. I will never forget that you mean the universe to me. I will never lash out when fire and brimstone is all I see. You see, love doesn't stop loving just because our hearts are hurt. The person you love this morning doesn't this evening turn to dirt. If your love is true and your heart truly believes it is, your heart will always feel love in it into the anger you will not give. That was Love and Anger by Carla Allen.
Wow,
wonderful.
Carla, that was amazing.
Thank you.
You're welcome to come on our show anytime. If you want to just linger around, hang out, and read a poem, you're more than welcome.
All right.
Quality work.
Thank you.
Thank you. Once again, Carla Allen, she produces the Blues Connection, the show right before ours. Definitely check them out. Come in early. Listen to them. And I heard their host earlier. He's got a great voice, by the way.
Yes, he does. Oh.
There we go. Now you're on.
Yes, he does.
Thank you, Carla.
Thank you.
And if you want to give us a call and try out your poetry like Carla did, go ahead and give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. And right now we do have a caller on the line. She is Ellie. Ellie, how are you doing tonight?
Well, hi. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
It's, It's the Phantom.
Yay. It is the Phantom.
It is the Phantom.
This is the Fan IJ Todd.
Hey, welcome.
It's great to be here tonight, as always.
As always, 26 Fridays in a row, I have been here listening to some of the best poetry there is in the world, and you are amongst those.
Oh, you just made my day.
Thank you.
I've got a Terza Rima sonnet.
Nice.
Yeah, this was a real challenge for me to write it in iambic pentameter.
All right.
It's called Empathy's Garden. The garden scent called me, a lonely hour. Come walk with me, share all your souls in part. Sit here to rest beneath this floral bower. You planted all my beauty from your heart. I shall plant beauty for your thoughts' delight. Your soul a butterfly on wings in park. The birds have taken all your woes to flight. Serenity, serenely as they petaled. I'll start that one. Serenely as the petaled rose in spring. Jasmine scented your slumber through the night. Birdsong joy fill this new dawn arising. For mist of dreams blow paths of floral peace. Your heart shall have a song of joy to sing. Heaven is here, alive, with joys increase. Sad, now happy, O garden of caprice.
Well done.
Wow.
Nice.
Thank you.
And you've just showed us a type of sonnet I have not attempted yet, but I will. I promise you that. That's called a Terza Rima sonnet?
Terza Rima, yeah, Italian sonnet. Very old, I think the 17th century.
Okay.
And it really... It was a challenge.
I've done Italian sonnets before, but the flow on that one was different than the way I present mine. But I will definitely look that up and see if there's a difference between what I'm doing and what you're doing, because that was great.
thank you, Jay Todd. I appreciate that.
Ellie?
You're encouraging me to greater heights of poetry.
No, all the poets that call in here encourage me to just, you know, either burn my notebook or try harder.
Well, this was a fun challenge, you know.
Excellent. Ellie, I thank you for calling in. Have a very merry and safe Memorial Day weekend.
And you too, J-Time. Bless you, and bless you too, the Phantom there.
Well, thank you, Ellie. Wow.
All right.
Have
a great weekend.
If you want to call in like Ellie, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. And don't be discouraged if you keep getting a busy signal or if you get put straight through to voicemail, keep calling back. Our first two segments are usually our busiest, so
yeah. Call
back later on in the show and you'll get through for sure.
Call around the 45-minute mark. You know, that's when the wheels come off
the show. That's when the wheels do come off.
And we burst into flames and hit the wall. But we do have to pay some bills.
Yes.
We forgot to do that at the beginning while I wanted to get Carla in. So this hour is being brought to you by... At the Beach Tanning. Check them out at atbtanning.com. And they've got 31 Denver Metro locations to serve you. If you're tanorexic, if you're not getting enough sunshine in the springtime, definitely hit their beds, get tanner. Look like you've been out in the sun for eons.
And on the opposite end of that spectrum, go to My Mom's Pies. Those are our favorite pies. If you want to be out on the beach in a tan, you know, no. You want to sit at home eating pies? That's me.
Exactly. Or
that's mmpies.com.
If you eat enough pie, there will be more of you to tan. And
yeah.
Then you can go back to that. beachtanning.com.
And we have another caller on the line. We have Chris from Ohio. Chris, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right, guys. How are you guys doing tonight?
Doing good. Thanks.
Welcome, Chris.
Oh, thank you. I have a poem called Digits. It's kind of a true story of something that happened to me a year ago, and it kind of bothered me a little bit, so I kind of chose to write about it.
All righty.
Something guys can relate to a little bit.
All right.
I was sitting in the library minding my own biz when this woman walks past my table, and I go, ooh, who is this? A light-skinned girl with big old hazel eyes. She must work for a bakery because she got those cakes and pies. But she was in direct view, and her body had me rigid, but my mouth finally came to. I said, I gotta get those digits. I chewed a piece of gum, and I strained out my clothes, took a deep breath, and whispered, here goes. I sat at her table and kind of gave her my name. I'm pleased to meet you, I said, and she said, and I'm glad just the same. Her name was Tiffany, and the convo we had was grand, and the best thing about her was that she didn't have a man. I wrapped up our talk and left with some peace of mind, and then I had to ask her, can I call you sometime? She smiled and blushed, and she batted her eyes. She said, yes, you may. That would be a lovely surprise. She put her number in my cell, and I said, thank you for your time. Then she cooed to me and said, no, the pleasure was all mine. Fast forward a couple of days when I was chilling at home, and I tried to see if I could get her on the phone. I dialed her up, and I listened to the tone, and then someone picked up, and I asked, is Tiffany home? My whole demeanor had changed, and so did the look on my face when the woman had said, no, Tiffany stays at this place. I hung up the phone and held my face in my hand and said to myself, not the fake number plan. There's a moral in this story, and here's how it goes. Ladies, if you don't want to give out your number, all you have to do is say no.
Yes, I like that poem. Well done, Chris.
That's some good advice. I never thought of that.
I got to ask you, yeah. Chris, how did you find our show?
I found it on a link a friend of mine posted on her Facebook page, and I decided to check you guys out.
Nice. I'm glad you did. And please don't stop calling our show, because that was quality work there, brother.
Oh, thank you.
Excellent. We always got to support the spoken word art, and I'm glad you're out there doing it, brother.
Oh, man. I try to do it, and it's something I love to do, and I plan on keep doing it as long as I got words to share, man.
Excellent. Thank you, Chris. We'll see you we'll hear from you next week. We won't see you.
Thank you, man.
Thank you. Once again, if you want to call in like Chris, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598.
So what we do here is we do poetry, as you saw with Chris and with Carla and with Ellie. We want you to call in with your poetry, 1 to 3 minutes. We want it kind of clean, content-wise. We want it squeaky clean, language-wise. No magical F-bombs. They're not magically delicious.
I was going to say, Mike, who's not here tonight, brought up a poetry fight club assignment.
Oh, yeah, the poetry fight club.
That was to collaborate with someone over the phone or in person instead of writing back and forth. And I'd like to challenge any of our callers tonight to call in with any of their collaborations.
Yeah, I wonder if anybody's done collaborations like that. If you've got one of those, give us a call, 303-386-3598. Also, later in the show, we're going to have another Poetic Fight Club assignment.
Fight Club assignment, yeah.
Yeah. So right now, though, we do have Bob from New Mexico. Hey, brother, I'm coming your way tonight.
Hey, how's it going, people?
It's going good.
Hey, you the man, Jay Todd.
Oh, no, you're the man. I'm just the man listening to great poetry.
Okay, I'll be the man this time.
All right.
I was wondering if I could share. You know, I heard that you guys are doing a collaboration thing. I missed out on that, but I was still hoping I could share a poem.
Of course you can. The collaboration is like a writer's block breaking assignment.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Well, this one, I wanted to, usually I try to write something and speak for something. This is a poem to speak against something.
All right.
Right now there are a lot of wonderful people who are being going through some difficult situations with a disease known as type 1 diabetes.
Yes.
And I have a lot of good friends and people that I care about that are, their lives are a mess because of it. And so I wrote this poem about that. And it's particularly to a mother of a son who just learned he has type 1 diabetes. So it's called Ravage.
All right.
Heard this monster had you, this ravage of the flesh. He made you so very blue, took from you your very best. As he took you down, loved ones fell for fear. His monstrous ways made them frown, weakened was their cheer. But here you are, you're back up, making the monster look dumb. You fell down but did not stop, now you're moving on. It was love that brought you back, making the ravage ravaged. In your mom, to put you on track, the monster is rightly savaged. So ravage this thing that almost got you, and love your mother back. Do the things you need to do to stay on that track. The ravage came to make you hate the life that you're now living. Your family's love answered of late to show you life still giving. Make us cheer you, oh brave one, and make your mother proud. more happiness in being her son that she may sing so loud.
Nice.
I'm going to share that. And,
oh, Bob. Great piece there, man. And I've got to say, I've got loved ones close to me that are ravaged by diabetes, too. And it's definitely something that we need to find a cure for or stomp out in some way, shape, or form.
That's why I want to write this. You know, might remind us that we can look for a cure. We can pull our resources and help these people. You know, one of us can end up being in that same position.
I know, man. So I've got a question for you. I know you reside down in Albuquerque, right?
Yes, right.
You ever spend much time in Santa Fe?
I have from time to time. It's been a while.
Where's a good place to eat up there?
I beg your pardon?
Where's a good place to eat up there?
The heat?
No, to eat. A food place.
I'm not aware of anything there right offhand. I haven't gone up there too much, you know. I have to look up, but you know, I could make a mission and look for it. I can always look for a nice place to eat myself.
We're going there tomorrow, and I just want to have some place in my back pocket to check out.
Sorry, I couldn't help you, but I'm sure you'll find something. It's a good little town.
Right on. Thank you, brother.
All right, okay. Bob. You have a great night, okay?
You too. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Excellent. Right. If you want to call in like Bob, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
But we're being told by our producer that we need to go to break at some point tonight.
Now's a great time. So if you're going to call in, please be willing to hold over the break. It's not very long. It's like a minute and a half. You're listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life. And this is World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Tired of cutting coupons and looking for deals or ways to save money? Daily Pocket Deals has everything you need, offering new deals for local businesses every day. Daily Pocket Deals is sure to keep more money in your pocket. Visit dailypocketdeals.com and enter promo code KZKO to be automatically entered to win one of many great prizes.
Is it time for a new ride? MSE Sports presents Denver Auto Sales. Whether you have good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all, Denver Auto Sales has what you need. With a vast selection of quality pre-owned vehicles, there's something for everyone. Make sure you mention KZKO to receive $500 off your total purchase price. Denver Auto Sales is conveniently located on North Federal Boulevard in Denver, or visit www.denverautostore.com.
Thank you, Mom, for providing me with that little piece of trivia to keep me alive. Right on.
You know, I'm normally sitting on the other side of the studio, and I have my back to the board monkey. It is really entertaining to be sitting on this side of the table and watching you work. It's crazy.
You understand why we call him the board monkey now.
Well, thank you.
I do. He's got arms everywhere, coming out of every place.
Exactly. It's like Kaliti, that god from Hindu religion. Anyway, I'm not even going there. All right, we do have a caller in line. He waited through break, and he was very patient about it. Please welcome from Ohio.
Ohio.
He is Tate.
You do that every week.
I know.
How are you doing tonight, Tate?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
Doing good, thank you.
Oh, good. I wasn't sure, as usual, what to read you tonight. Short or long, but I think I'll read you this one called Peaches. I wrote this about a man I knew at the racetrack. He was just a drunk, as far as I knew, when I first met him, and I'll read this to you. There was an old man that I once knew. Peaches was the name he used. He was a drunk that sat on our trunk, his body old and abused, sharing his beer with an old horse who caroused in the end stall. Each day by three they'd walk by me and stumble but never fall. His liver was a laced doily. Alcohol pickled him thin. He'd been turned down all over town. No one ever took him in. He drank his beer with old Nellie. She could tip a bottle, too. Swig and sway like Don Quixote as they staggered swirling brew. We were headed for the races this blustery afternoon. We each planned the trip. We had the ship. I knew we'd be leaving soon. From where we trained at the fairground, we carted them to the track, where all would race and take what place each earned in front or back. Peaches rode in the back of the truck so he could drink the whole way. My uncle said he'd soon be dead. Drinking had seen his decay. We sat apart from the others there. He and I were best of pals. He'd tell me tales of life's travails while I ogled all the gals. That day he shared a sordid tale of pain he'd caused his own son, for he had shouldered blame and bore the shame for this thing that he had done. Back when he was just a young man, a pillar of support, he took his boy, his life's great joy, to play their favorite sport. They went to a picnic that day. He had drank one too many on the way to watch his son play of fears he hadn't any. His boy was riding in the back, not thinking they skipped the seat belt. As he rolled his car, the door ajar, surprise was all that he felt. His boy was tossed out in a field, sweet clover of Timothy, while the child's light hair seen lying there remembered so vividly. I was a veterinarian, said Peaches, to my surprise. I went insane and called out in vain, but God never heard my cries. So now I ride where I belong in the back of my self-made bar, hoping he will come and take me by tossing me from the car. But just then, a tear fell from his cheek as the pain enveloped me too, for here cried a man much deeper than any of us ever knew.
Nice. Wow. Another strong poem, Tate. I don't think I've heard anything bad from you, ever.
Well, thank you.
I don't think I've read anything bad from you ever.
Well,
goodness, man.
Thanks. Hope you have a good night, guys.
I hope you do, too. Have a safe Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, thanks for calling in, Tate.
Thank you. Okay.
All right, if you want to call in like Tate, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. And thank you for reminding me again that it's Memorial Day weekend. I want to say thank you to all of those soldiers out there fighting for us.
Exactly. Big thank you to one soldier that affects our lives. And I know he's listening. Joe, thank you for all you've done to support us as a radio show, to keep our freedoms alive, and to serve and protect your country. You know, you're a strong man, and I'm glad you're my friend.
We actually received a write-in poem this week by Julie Holtberg, also known as Eilkine.
Okay.
And it's Memorial Day related, and I'd like to read that.
Let's do it.
America's got a lot of balls. A beach ball, so bright and airy, given to us as a child, the first one we can carry. America's got a lot of balls. Saturday noon, the soccer fields, we watch our children play. It's become a favorite pastime, a way to spend the day. Summertime brings baseball, peanuts, popcorn, beer. We gather in the stands and yell and boo and cheer. Sunday on the TV brings football, games galore. Another favorite pastime. Wait, I've got some more. America's got a lot of balls. Autumn brings us basketball with men in shiny shorts. We watch them from the bleachers run up and down the courts. A gutter, pins, and weighted balls rolled across the floor. 300 points in bowling, that's a perfect score. We even have tables where we ping and pong away. It helps us to relax and forget the news that day. Whether billiards, pool, or eight ball, they're played on tables too. Celebrities on the TV even play the game for you. Not many people know its name or even how to play. An esoteric little game, the one we call croquet. Men with clubs, bags, and carts. Putt and sink and slice. Meantime, over in Iraq, things aren't going right. America's got a lot of balls. Tennis gives us rackets and people dressed in white. No one seems to notice. We still have those who fight. Volleyball, played on the beach, in bare feet, shorts, and tan, while other young men and women play a different game on sand. America's got a lot of balls. As we set our sights on Afghanistan, no one seems to care, because it's the first game of the season and the coin is in the air. Now stop. Ask yourself, how possible would it be to play our games, drink our beer, and watch our big TVs with our young soldiers, so ready, bright, and brave, who fight without a question our freedom they're told to save. So next time that I say it, it won't be the same at all, because I'm changing it to America. It's our soldiers that got the balls.
Nice.
Julie, that was so amazing.
Well,
I had
done
to share that one.
Julie.
Thank you for sending it in.
Beautiful. And America does have a lot of balls. I mean, aside from the puns away, you know, with great power comes great responsibility. So, and that's all I'm going to say on that subject. I don't want to get too political. We're not a political talk show.
Right. We have a caller on the line who is waiting the entire time I read that poem. Steve from New York, thank you for calling and waiting for that.
Well, thank you. And the ghost who walks, I have to say thank you for reading that and pointing out what Memorial Day really means.
It's not National Barbecue Day?
It's not National Barbecue Day.
Darn it.
No, it's not. All gave some, but some gave all. And
yes.
Thank you for pointing that out.
Cool. And you have something for us tonight, Steve?
Yes, I do. But first, I want to say congratulations for 6 months.
Thank you.
Thank you. We haven't been blown out yet, which is longer than pretty much every radio job I've ever had.
You've got 6 months, and thank you for everything you do.
Thank you.
The piece for this evening is apropos for New York, since we're in the fifth straight day of monsoon. It's called Jazz on a Rainy Night.
Nice.
Driving across the Hudson on a rainy Friday night, Chet Baker on the radio blowing cool jazz from 50 years ago. Alone together, the DJ says, as the windshield wipers keep time with the soft brushes on the drums, and the fat raindrops on the roof give a tinny echo to the big notes the sad man played. Driving home with the bittersweet tune played by a man long dead for a love long dead, we prepare to be alone together to share the music of silence.
Nice. Very well done, my friend.
Thank you again, although after following up after the Phantom and Tate, it's bad timing on my part.
No, it's not bad timing. It's great timing. I mean, it's like the trifecta, to use Tate's horse racing analogy.
Well, because Tate this evening pointed out why I voted him for Poet of the Month when I called
exactly.
him last week.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Steve, I've got to ask you a question. Do you have the ability to record that?
I'm sure if I asked my daughter how to do it,
All right. I would love if you recorded that, made it an MP3, and emailed it to jtoddunderhill@yahoo.com. I have something in mind for it. I like to play with things like that.
He does like to play with things.
I was going to say you could play with me, but that would sound really...
That would sound not where we want to go with show.
I think I might actually leave now.
No, please don't. That'll make it even worse.
I'm just teasing.
Thank you, Steve.
Steve, thanks for calling again.
Oh, thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
All right.
If you want to call in like Steve, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That is 303-386-3598.
And, it's about the poetry here. It's about the callers calling in. Spoken word art is what I refer to it, because it doesn't always have to be poetry, per se.
Mm-hmm. No, we've had people call in with song lyrics that it spoke to them, and... If you are afraid of calling in and sharing your poetry, I want to say don't be afraid. I mean, just pick up the phone, get over the butterflies, call us. It's, everybody here is like family. It's really a great way to share your poetry in a form that's not too intimidating, quite honestly.
Exactly. We are like a family here at World Poetry Open Mic. And one member of our family that's probably been with us the longest is a man named Dennis from Michigan. Dennis, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, J-Tad and Phantom?
We're doing great, good. Thanks.
We're holding down the fort while Michael's away.
It's difficult.
It is. I didn't realize what an integral part of the show he was until he wasn't here.
Yes, I see that. But I've answered your challenge from last week.
Great.
The collaboration.
Nice.
A wonderful poet named Sandra R. Reynolds contacted me after hearing the show last week and said, hey, why don't we get a poem together? And I thought this was a wonderful idea, and she's a wonderful poet, and this is what we came up with. This is our collaboration between Sandra Reynolds and Dennis White. The title is Whispering Trees.
All right.
In shadows, standing, barely touching you, a hand to hold when winds begin to blow. My leaves you brush when storms begin to brew, and nestles close with whispers speaking low. Our roots go deep and fed from common spring, with sparkling waters, richest soil around. On solid foundation, our dreams take wing, and soar above, lest forsaking love we've found. Ah, birds of heaven, nest among your boughs, where young have eaten fruits my branches give. Could I ever forsake your love somehow, or leave your side from whence we both still live? We're side by side in mutual respect. We'll weather each storm, share in each sunlight's ray. As shade and fruit tree, our love we reflect. We'll never be alone all of our days.
Well done.
Wow. Thank you, Dennis.
Thank you.
And thanks to doing that really fun collaboration, it looks like.
Yeah, that's an amazing piece for a collaboration.
It was a fun collaboration, and I'd suggest anybody to try it. And if you want to read more of Sandra R. Reynolds' poetry, she's on allpoetry.com. And
yes.
She'd appreciate the reads, too.
I think you. I'm friends with her, too. I might have to check out some of her work.
Yes, she's a wonderful poet. Thanks again, and congratulations on 6 months. Wahoo! Right.
Wahoo!
Next stop, 1 year.
All right. God bless y'all.
Thank you. Once again, if you want to call in like Dennis, be willing to hold over the break, but you're going to want to call 303-386-3598. And I do want to remind you real quick, we are having a big event for World Poetry Open Mic. We're having a fundraiser of sorts. It's not really a fundraiser. It's just a show. We're going to pass the hat and try and raise funds for autism.com.
Giveautism.com.
Sorry. See, I made the commercial and I totally forgot the website. Giveautism.com. Basically, they help autism people go through the Brain Balance program, which helps move them out from underneath the penumbra of autism and
yes.
live a normal life.
Yeah, and we actually have a friend whose son went through the Brain Balance program, and it has made such a change in this young man's life. I mean, ridiculous. He is able to function as a normal teenage boy, which it's a normal teenage boy, but, I mean, so much better than he was before.
Exactly.
So,
and it's a cause we can all support.
Absolutely.
Now, we were plugging that Lenny, our World Poetry Open Mic Poet of the Month for April, was going to perform there. Unfortunately, I have to announce that he's not going to be able to make it. He unfortunately double booked himself. But I do have a surprise. It hasn't happened yet, but we're working on a surprise for the fill-in for him. But we do have Veronica from our show that's going to come down and perform. I'm going to do a little set. We've got Michael is going to perform music.
And isn't One Bad Monkey going to be there?
One Bad Monkey said he would be there.
I've heard some stories that he's going to be there.
He said he was going to be there. I'm hoping he will
be
there.
And, of course, the Board Monkey's going to be there.
The Board Monkey's going to be there. The Phantom will be live and in person. We want you to come down, have dinner with us. And live, and in person.
Live air
there
quotes.
There you go. So, live air quotes. Anyway, and basically, just come on down, have a good time with us, help out a good cause.
And
once again,
it is going to be at the Forest Room 5, isn't it?
Forest Room 5, Wednesday, June 19th. You do not want to miss this. It's going to be fun.
7 p.m.
All right. And once again, you're listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life. And this is World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Winter means snow, hot chocolate, and pale skin. Get back to your summer glow. At the Beach has 5 different tanning levels, as well as spray tans. With great prices and no wait, you can get back to your sun-kissed skin in no time. Be sure to check them out online at atvtanning.com for a location near you at the beach. Get your tan on.
Hey, it's your girl, Lady K, host of The Sounds of Soul every Tuesday night. Check out our newest sponsor on MSC Radio Network, Latin Life Denver. You know, being a Latina girl myself, I've always wanted to know anything and everything pertaining to Latin community arts and nightlife in Colorado. So if you want to know more information like I did, visit LatinLifeDenver.com. Once again, that's LatinLifeDenver.com. Adios.
Pipeline, the Shantays.
That's fast, my brother.
Yeah, thank you.
That one's pretty obvious, though. That intro.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It could be one of two songs, that or Wipeout.
Yeah, but Wipeout's got that Wipeout.
Yeah.
Anyway, yep. So what you're going to need to do, I'm going to give you a homework assignment, my friend.
Uh-oh.
I'm listening.
You need to find Anthrax's version of that. So much better.
Will do.
All right.
I was half tempted, or I thought he was going to say, I've got it already. Because that's typically how it is with him.
You know, I might have it.
Your music collection is so big, I bet you do have it, and you just don't know it.
Probably.
So, once again, you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic. Aside from doing music trivia shows, we also do poetry here, just like Veronica from Denver. What are you doing June 19th?
What am I doing June 19th? I am going to be at the Forest Room Live.
So
great.
Am I. That's
oh my gosh.
Awesome. How are you feeling after your most recent escapades of tripping the Light Fantastic?
I'm getting much, much better every single day.
Good.
And last week, my son was in town. He came and visited me for Mother's Day, and I couldn't get rid of him for 10 days.
No, that's cool. You know?
Couldn't get rid of him for 10 days? That sounds like it's a good thing.
Yeah, it was a great thing. It was really awesome. But that's why I couldn't call in last Friday night.
No, that's fine.
We missed
Veronica,
you, but that's totally understandable.
Yeah, we don't take attendance here.
We'll
but
give you a pass this
you.
Time.
I sure missed you guys. I know that.
All right. Well, do you have something for us tonight?
I do. I have a piece that I wrote when I was a 16-year-old little girl in big girl shoes. I was sitting on the Great Wall at the foot of the Cliff House in San Francisco, California, and it overlooks the Pacific Ocean. It's just this massive, beautiful beach.
Yes, I've actually been there.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, hey.
I grew up in Santa Cruz, so you can't miss the Cliff House.
No, you sure can't. Well, this is a raging sea of possibility. As I gaze intently at the raging sea, I feel its strength and beauty engulfing me. Carrying me in with its tide to help me see things that my eyes might hide. I'm learning, I'm growing as the immense wave swells, gathering more knowledge with each tale it tells. I'm surging forth now with its great power, immersed in more joy with each passing hour. Amidst all the shades of the green and blue, I realize things I know I must do. I feel like the white caps as they dance and they dive. It's towards the shore that we both strive. The pounding surf comes crashing down, possibilities all around. Reaching our goal with no sense of time, ignoring potential is man's only crime.
Well done.
Goodness.
I like it.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Veronica? I am looking forward to your set that you're putting together for June 19th. I just got to say that.
That actually brought me back to Santa Cruz.
It did.
Oh, cool.
I wrote a poem once sitting on a cliff above Davenport, which is along the same area, and that reminded me of the moment I was writing that poem.
Wow. That's beautiful. I mean, that's what poetry does. It brings us to this place. I love it, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you so
for all you
for
do
calling.
For our show, too.
All right. We love you guys, and talk to you next week.
All
we
right.
love you, too, Veronica. Once again, if you want to call in like Veronica, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That is 303-386-3598. And like we said earlier in the show, it gets kind of busy, so keep calling in. If you aren't able to get through the first time you try, just keep calling back.
Exactly. And it's about the poetry here. It's not about us being crazy or the shenanigans we do. We want your poetry read live and on the air. All you have to do is call 303-386-3598.
We also do take written submissions. If you are too nervous to call in and you want us to read your poetry, you can email it to us through our webpage.
Like we did Julie's earlier.
That's worldpoetryopenmic.net. And we also received another one from Julie. And after following Veronica, I think this poem actually is very fitting. It's called Poetic License.
All right.
Poets are gifted. With both hindsight, foresight. They can go back in time and rewrite history or go far, far ahead and invent the future. They can write between the lines. Poets are a special breed, whomever or whatever they wish, able to view the world through the eyes of other beings, objects. Using devices designed to catch, connect, poets spill emotion with rhythm of motion. Reader may feel angry, sad, ecstatic, or humbled, as it is in poetry's nature to evoke such feelings. Poets are gifted souls sent to leave reminders of spiritual beings' embodiment. They share through their minds, their hearts, their pens. And nice. Julie, I just love your poetry. Thank you so much
too.
For sending that in to us.
Right on. I'm glad you found our group, by the way. I saw her when she got her new member of the World Poetry Open, my group. I was like, right on, we got a new member. And what a strong member we got.
Yes.
Thank you for sharing with us.
And we also have a caller on the line. We have Jack from Texas. Jack, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing just fine. How about yourself?
Doing very good, thank you.
Welcome, Jack.
Howdy, sir. Hey, I'll tell you what, this isn't good timing. I didn't know I was going to follow Veronica. Veronica did great, you know.
She's amazing.
I thought I'd hang up and call back in about 10 minutes.
No. You're great, too, man.
Hey, she did a great job, I thought.
She did.
That was cool. Hey, I've got one for you tonight, and this one's called A Special Place. I'm thinking of a place with a monkey and a sled, a brand new jar of cottage cheese just resting on the bed, an envelope with butterflies upon the stamp it wears, and a basement sitting at the top of someone else's stairs. A very special place where the beach is at your door, with multicolored tangerines that help you mop the floor, a casserole with tuna, and a bowl of cocoa beans, where a question is an answer. Or at least that's what it seems. A place where you will notice that the sun it always shines, and toaster ovens tick away below the shuttered blinds. Jeopardy is on the tube wherever you may go. Antiques shuffle down the street, as every road will show. When you are in this special place, a trolley will say hi. A weeping willow starts to sing as it forgets to cry. Hibiscus on the front porch welcome all who do drop in. The price it has been lowered as the morning comes again. You'll see while in this special place a necklace on a whale and smiles at the dollar store. They always are on sale. A seagull in a crescent moon now share the skies above. But most of all, while in this place, you'll see that you are loved. You will learn this special place. It lives within my heart to offer you a haven when we find that we're apart. A sanctuary nestled deep that always will be true. For here within this special place, I always will love you.
Right on. Bravo.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I got to say, I had a panicked moment during your poem.
You and why is that?
Your lines mentioned basement, and I do this webcast called J. Todd's Basement, usually every month. And today is the 24th, and I still haven't done my edition for May. And I'm out of town for the next 3 days, so that gives me, 3 days to get it done in?
Well, it was just a little prompt for you, J-Todd. I didn't want you to forget.
Oh, thank you. And if you want to listen to J-Todd's Basement, you just go out to worldpoetryopenmic.net, sign up for our mailing list. You'll get the link mailed to your email address.
Oh, I'll do it.
Excellent.
I think everybody else should, too.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Once again, thank you very much, Jack.
No problem. Thanks.
And if you want to call in like Jack, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
This poem actually had me thinking of a song by Claire Fader called Cabin Fever, and I don't know why.
Right on.
I love that song. Everyone should check it out.
There you go. Cabin Fever, Claire
Fader.
Fader,
yep.
Like Darth Vader's brother, sister?
Frank.
Oh, Fader.
Fader.
Okay. Well, you're the one that's always into Star Wars.
Not me.
No, he's talking to me.
Yes, oh. I'm talking to you.
I can tell he's talking
to me. The man who's always prepared for everything.
Especially to correct us when we're wrong.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, true. By the way, Mike sent the message.
Job. Yes?
You always have to be right. Why is that? I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay. I'm like, well, that's just me.
Yes.
No, I don't always have to be right. I just have to make sure that the audience understands that.
We're not always right.
We're not always right.
Okay.
Including myself.
Uh-oh, are you corrected tonight?
No, I corrected myself last week with you. But anyway, I've got a couple of things. Real quick, for Mike, because I know he will listen to this show. West Germany has not belonged to China.
What?
Yeah, it has.
No, it hasn't.
I studied in high school.
Really? I know it belonged to Rome. At one point in time.
Rome, China, same difference.
Same difference. Both empires.
Yes.
Okay. Picasso.
Still not a sports announcer.
Still not a sports announcer. You said, Jay Todd, you said he did a stint in wrestling.
Yes.
Known as the Blur.
Is the Blur.
I can neither confirm nor deny that has actually happened.
Was it
but
like
I
the luchador kind of a?
Doubt it.
No.
If it would have been, it would have been a Spanish luchador.
There you go.
Answer the phone.
All right. So
we'll get back to the corrections in just a few moments. Now I'm going to give you that homework assignment.
Yeah, you were talking about a
Poetic Fight Club homework assignment number two. Now we're pulling these out of a songwriter's book for breaking writer's block, but I've got my own tips, and Michael left without leaving
sharing
us the book.
Yeah, that was nice of him.
So I've got my own tip. What I do is, when I've got writer's block, I'll go to some place I wouldn't normally write a poem, and I'll take my notebook, and I'll take my pen, and I'll write a poem in, like, a really obscure place. Now, this could be a park. Could be a mall.
You know what would be a great place?
Mm.
A light rail station.
Light rail station
People
would be
watching
good.
There is always fun.
I don't think I've done light rail station.
Just sit there for an hour or two. Oh, my gosh.
That'd be awesome. So, there are more obscure places like that. I went to the projects at one point in time, well, the projects at Denver, sat on a street corner with my notebook, and wrote a poem there. The most obscure I'm not going to go into because it would be considered working blue on the air. I'm not going to say it, but find some place unique. I'm doing that this weekend, actually. I'm going completely out of the state, and I'm going to try breaking my writer's block.
And sit down and just observe and write what comes to you and call in next week and share it. That would be great.
And you know that that place that you are going, J. Todd, is very famous for artists.
Yeah,
yes, I
definitely.
Know. That's why we chose it.
So...
Speaking of
artists, if you happen to be in New Mexico and near Santa Fe, I'm going to be there this weekend.
Speaking of artists in New Mexico, we have Bob on the line again. Bob, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I had to call back. In the time that I just was on last time, a few minutes ago, I wrote something else.
Sweet.
You've written this since you were on the air with us before.
I had to come back on to see, at least see if I could.
Do it.
This is called More. As opposed to less.
All right.
Okay. And this is how it goes. I want to do something more. Write my words for purpose. Raise up gold from the ore. Dig below the surface. Could I right the wrongs of life? Change this part of my world? Rinse the joy to buffer strife. Grief is meant to be hurled. It's too easy to speak of dark. How? The lights above us. To speak of the lighting lark will raise us from the dust. I will seek for a solution to use my words to speak it. Clear the air of hopeless pollution and give hope for your spirit. And just to save one precious soul, I will write till aching. To give relief and make them whole. For this, my heart is breaking. They may write for good purpose, raise up gold from the ore. They may dig below the surface, wanting to write for more.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Bob, very emotionally charged. I liked it.
Yeah, this is me.
That's awesome.
Thank you so much for sharing that with us, Bob.
Thank you for letting me be a part of this.
Oh, yes, thank you for being a part of our show, my friend.
All right. Take care.
Take care. Once again, if you want to call in like Bob, or like Bob, or like Jack, or like Dennis, any of our callers tonight, Veronica, give us a call 303-386-3598. You only got 15 minutes to do this in. We are being told that we're run up against a hard break, so we're going to be right back. You're listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life. We are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Zing Tea is an all-natural premium green tea made with pure cane sugar and honey. Tea on the go has never been so easy. Zing Tea offers 14 different flavors that you can enjoy hot or cold. Also available in new big gallons. Check out KZKORadio.com for the link today.
What better way to show you care than to send one of my mom's pies? Fresh homemade pies using nothing but the best local fruit and the finest ingredients. Handcrafted with love right out of their Boulder kitchen and passed down for four generations. Mmm, that's my mom's pies. Call now, 303-652-6667. That's 303-652-6667. 888-652-MOMS and order your pie today. Or check out their delicious menu at mmpies.com, where you can select your pies upon request. That's My Mom's Pies. What are you waiting for?
Rhythm is a dancer. I never knew this. Snap? Oh, what?
Yeah, very good.
Wow, talking about pulling one out of my special place.
Yes.
Memory banks.
Yes.
Okay, I am completely thrown off. The first two songs were like oldies, really
awesome. Summer music.
And like instrumental. And then what the heck is this? This is just a curveball, JT. I'm sorry, Board Monkey.
It's okay. You can call me JT.
Wait.
Okay, JT.
Before we do anything else, you know how we're sitting, right? I think we need a pinnacle deck of cards.
Oh, yeah,
in front of
we
us.
Do.
We do.
I was
We've
like,
known each other for
do
like
we need
16
ten-sided
years,
dice or something?
And we used to sit like this with pinnacle cards for many years of that.
Years.
Many years.
Double deck or single deck, guys?
Double deck.
Double deck,
course.
Of course.
And we All have right. a caller on the line already. We have Tate calling in again from
right.
Ohio. Tate, thank you for calling back.
Hi, guys. You know, I told Veronica that I would read one tonight that is so emotionally charged for me, I didn't think I could do it. But I guess I'll just go ahead and do it, be done with it.
Thank
All
you.
All right, brother.
This is probably the hardest poem I ever wrote for me to read, called One Father to Another. I got divorced maybe 7-8 years ago, and this was the case, and that's why I wrote it.
All right.
Each day my son, through thoughtful eyes, looked up to me through laughter, and knowing I'd be kind and wise from that time and ever after. Once bitten from pain of divorce, I had shed teardrops of my own. From depths my boy had drugged me back. He had never left me alone. Then came the moment that I had feared, when my temper did hurt my son. And deep like the pain from my divorce left me to ask, what have I done? For behind those eyes there rose a tear, the first blood I'd ever drew. From the depths of his tiny soul, where innocence bid me adieu. And fearing grief would hinder his sleep and not knowing what I should say, I looked to find him in slumber there beside our picture he lay. Asleep in pain, his eyes had closed. I felt my heart begin to moan. A soul tear lie upon his cheek, where I left a few of my own. So now, whenever I am asked to bless him with my permission, I think on what I lost that day when I forced on him submission.
Wow.
That was probably the hardest one I'll ever have to do.
Yes, yeah. I understand. Oh, my goodness, brother.
Thank you so much for sharing with
you
us.
You notice we gave it a
You're
dramatic
welcome.
Pause
yeah.
afterwards. Oh, my goodness, brother. That was strong, man.
Well, thank you. Well, he's growing up now, so we don't have to worry about that anymore.
You know what? They can grow up. They can be 40, and they'll still be your children. My person once told me that. So, doesn't change the fact that you love them. Brother, thank you for all you do for our show, the help in promoting it, the proliferation of poetics, if you will. Well done.
Well, thank you. I've been looking for a friend of mine named Fager, if he ever shows up tonight. He's a great poet.
I would love to have him
definitely.
On.
Definitely.
I would love to hear him.
Excellent. Thank you for all that you do, brother.
Thank you.
Once again, if you want to call in like Tate, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
And we actually have one more email submission. And this one, after the last two poems, Bob and Tate, this one just, it's one of those ones where it's kind of deep and kind of touching. So
okay.
I'd like to share that one. It's All called right. The Most Beautiful Smile I Ever Saw by Wendy Klein. The most beautiful smile I ever saw, when with innocent eyes and a forked tongue, she stared within my soul as if to read my very being. The most beautiful words I ever heard were read from a book with torn pages and aging ink that had faded over time and seasons. The most beautiful song I ever heard, sung in a falsetto as a wounded bird, was stuck with an arrow in the heart to stop my happy dream. The most beautiful day I ever lived was a child playing with a broken kite, no wind to free it from the branches of the old oak tree. The most beautiful smile I ever saw was staring back at me from broken pieces of the mirror I had tossed on the floor in disappointment.
Wow.
Wendy, thank you so much for sending
that
in to us.
Well done, Wendy.
Oh,
so if you
want
to share a poem, go out to worldpoetryopenmic.net. Cutoff time is 6 p.m. Mountain Time on the day of our show. Tonight we were kind of operating on the fly, so that one was submitted during our show, wasn't it?
No, actually, they were all submitted before.
Very cool.
So,
if you want to be our final caller, give us a call, 303-386-3598. However, we do have a member of our staff who was, I had no clue, was a poet until we started doing our show. I actually invited him on his strength of being a technical producer, and he's also a haiku master.
He's a haiku master.
Hi-ya! Wow. Michael is with us even when he's not with us. I'm just saying.
Oh.
So, basically what he does is he writes themed haiku, and he hands them to us because he doesn't...
Haikus.
Sorry.
We're in English today.
Themed haikus. And basically, you try to guess what it is. You go out to our Facebook or Twitter. You post what you think this is. Now, mind you, tonight's kind of obscure because of the date. And you don't have yours with you.
He does.
Oh, yeah, he's waving it right now. All right. So, haiku number one of the haikus. Wrap it around you. Most massively useful thing. Use it as a sail. Wonder what that is. Should we do another one?
Yeah, I think we need one more at least.
At least one more. Ford Perfect carries. Always carry it with you. Strag will help you out. Strag will help you out?
What's a strag?
I don't know. What's a strag? No, don't tell us.
No.
Don't tell us. All right. One more. And then maybe someone can get this.
Maybe.
All right. Dolphins can't use them. Hitchhiker should always have get wet while it dries.
I think
I know what that is.
You know, I have no idea what he's
talking about.
Because
he was waving it around earlier. That's the only reason why I know what that
is.
So if you have a guess.
He's a haiku master.
Hi-ya. Proving that Michael isn't the only one on our show that's premature. I was going to say, if you have a guess towards what that is, go out to our Facebook and Twitter page, and we do have the haiku master. Anyway.
You know, I'm actually monitoring the Facebook and Twitter page as we speak, so
yes.
You want to get your guesses in. You don't want to be left behind on that.
Yes. Ooh, hey, I'll read this one. This one's actually in my cover notebook.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And it's in my book?
And it's in your book, too.
Ooh.
So, I got to position myself right because this is not how I'm used to operating. All right, this is by Arthur William Edgar O'Shaughnessy. This is entitled Ode. We are the music makers, and we are the dreamers of dreams, wandering by lonely sea breakers and sitting by desolate streams. World losers and world forsakers on whom the pale moon gleams, yet we are the movers and shakers of this world forever, it seems. We are the wonderful deathless ditties. We build up the world's greatest cities, and out of fabulous story, we fashion an empire's glory. One man with a dream at pleasure shall go forth and conquer a crown, and three within a new song's measure can trample that empire down. We, in the ages lying in the buried past of the earth, built Nevaeh with our sighing and Babel itself out of our mirth, and o'erthrew them with prophesying to the old a new world's worth, for each age is a dream that is dying or one that is coming to birth.
Hey, that's really cool.
I love that one. I'm surprised I found it in your book. I've got this big...
Yeah,
My poetry's not even with us tonight. I normally have this big suitcase of poetry. It's not even in the...
It's out in the lobby.
Well, I'm glad we found that in your book.
Well, it's getting to be that time. I don't think it's going to be an issue.
No, we got enough callers tonight. Yeah, Thank you all, everyone that participated. If you're listening and you didn't participate, there's next week. We come on at 8 p.m. World Poetry Open Mic.
You can submit your poems online at worldpoetryopenmic.net. And don't forget, we have that challenge out there.
We do have that challenge.
Go someplace you don't normally go, sit down, observe, and write a poem.
And then bring it to us next week. Yeah, share it with us online. And I do want to let you know, if you record your poetry and say like you want to be a perfectionist and have everything right, I do a podcast. You're welcome to submit that. Just send MP3 form to jtoddunderhill@yahoo.com. You can always email Mike or I at worldpoetryopenmike@gmail.com. Sorry.
I was going to say, you guys are all leaving me hanging on Facebook and Twitter. There's nobody responding.
What?
Get on that. Get on it.
All right. So you've been listening to World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Out on the scene today, blasted in every way, got you. Caught on the other side. Some things you just can't hide. Feel the poison of changing me. All that I'll ever be comes back crushing on into me. Here it comes again. Black box and it came out great.